Governor Spitzer has ordered investigators to review Senate Majority Leader Joseph Bruno's use of the state helicopter. Over the weekend, a newspaper reported that Bruno had used the official aircraft to travel to campaign fundraisers. Karen DeWitt has more from Albany.
The charges, first reported in Sunday's Albany Times-Union, were that Senate Majority Leader Joe Bruno used the state helicopter on three different occasions this year to attend fundraisers in Manhattan. While he was there, the state police chauffeured him around. The disclosure prompted Governor Eliot Spitzer to forward documents regarding the trips to what his spokesman said were appropriate authorities. That might include the state attorney general, Andrew Cuomo, and Albany County District Attorney David Soares. Soares was instrumental in forcing Comptroller Alan Hevesy from office for using a state employee to drive around his wife. Bruno denies he did anything illegal or inappropriate and says he would never use state aircraft solely to attend a fundraiser.
That would be just plain stupid. It's against the law.
Bruno says the main purpose of the trips were to conduct state business, including a meeting with New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg and a visit to the Aqueduct Racetrack with New York Racing Association officials. And he says the fundraisers were incidental. Bruno would not make records of those trips public, saying he'll release that information at the appropriate time. The senator accused the governor's office of leaking the story and of trying to destroy Bruno and the Republican majority's control over the Senate. Bruno said Spitzer and his aides were throwing mud balls at the wall to see where they would stick.
And I got news for you. By the time these people get through throwing mud, they're going to find their hands are dirty. Their faces are dirty. It's going to splash back on them.
The senator threw some mud of his own, saying that Spitzer was a dictator and a spoiled rich kid and did not know how to govern. The senator recounted what he said was an angry conversation he had with the governor during budget negotiations.
He was on the phone, and I remember he said he needed me to get right down there, get down here right now. And I said, I've got, you know, a few hours. I got all kinds of things going on. I'll come down later. You'll get down here right now. And I said, I'm not coming down now. I got other things I'm doing. He said something, I don't know. He got to, I am going to hit you so hard, you're going to go down, you'll never get up. And I said, oh, really? I'm going to knock you down. I said, well, you know, I've been threatened by a lot of people in my life, and that's not anything new. Yeah, but when I knock you down, I'm going to knock you out. You will never get up. Okay? I'll never get up. I said, well, I've put up with life, you know, for this many years. I'll take my chances.
The 78-year-old senator says he grew up in a tough neighborhood, was used to dealing with bullies, and was not going to be intimidated. Senator Bruno also addressed his use of the state police as drivers when he travels. He says while he's not aware of any threat assessment conducted by the state police, he's had a number of death threats over the years, including most recently a deranged man who last year tried to get into his office saying he wanted to kill the senator. The governor's office now says it will order the state police to conduct a threat assessment for the Senate majority leader, and any future requests for state police guards or drivers will be determined by the superintendent of the state police. Governor Spitzer was also found to have used state aircraft to attend a fundraiser as part of a day-long visit to the Binghamton and Rochester areas. Spitzer had a dozen other public events on his schedule, in addition to his attendance at the Monroe County Democratic Committee dinner. The governor did not collect funds for his own campaign. Spitzer has already agreed to give state investigators copies of his travel records. And in a sign that this fight could go on, Senator Bruno says the chairman of the state Republican Party, Joe Mondello, will be using the Freedom of Information Law to get the details of all of the trips the governor has taken using state aircraft. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.